Welcome to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, where we decode the fine print of friendships one accidental overshare at a time.
I'm Busy, the one most likely to text you, "Are you alive?" if I haven't heard from you in a week.
I'm Well-Read, fully committed to deep conversations, analyzing every friendship dynamic, and forgetting to hit record when you start the podcast.
I'm Small Girl, the, "Oh my god, we need to do this ASAP, it will be so fun," person. If we're friends, you already know I'm more likely to send you memes than respond back to your texts, but I am 1000% loyal.
Today we're talking about the friendship rules that no one teaches you, how to navigate boundaries, ghosting, and when it's okay to break up with a friend.
Because, let's be honest, friendships don't come with a handbook, but maybe they should.
Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome to the episode. We've been talking for about 30 minutes already, so forgive us. But yeah, we're going to start by talking about the unspoken friendship rules.
Well, I think we were talking and we forgot to press record.
That's correct.
So this is take two of the same episode.
This is take two of unspoken friendship rules.
This is the better part. You guys
hopefully
are getting good stuff now.
Hopefully.
We hope.
We never know where it's going anyway, so it's always a 50-50, to be fair.
That is fair. That's very fair.
Did we just say that at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
People were wondering if we're really friends in real life or if this is just like, you know, a bit.
We twin.
I think I was going to say, this is the point we should probably explain to the audience how Red and I a lot will have times when we'll be in group settings and just say the same thing at the same time. When you need to worry is when we just go silent and just, you could see that we're having conversations, but all three of us do this as a fact and like sync up with thinking and all. So it is pretty in depth, but
it's really
we are
weird
the
on a car ride
contact to your friends.
Like when they sync up and you're driving and you hear from the left side and the right side and they say the exact same word at the exact same moment. It's like, it's stereo and it's weird.
Have fun.
It's you know someone long enough, you share a brain.
That or occasionally you'll text and be like, "I was thinking of," and I'm like, "Oh my god, why are you having that thought? Like two states away, why are you thinking exactly what I'm thinking at the exact moment?"
I mean, we had one time she was traveling for work and she was in another country and her dinner, which was ended up being my lunchtime, we had the exact same meal, not talking to each other. So we're just like that. But that is why all three of us are each other's emergency contact in the
100%.
Friendship.
Tis true. Somebody ranks a little bit higher as a preferred emergency contact. But, you know.
Are you just going to put this? So the point of this.
Well, I'm just saying within emergency category, like emergency contacts, sometimes there's categories of emergency contacts.
I think there are categories of all different kinds of friends.
No, but
some of them are clearly better friends, right?
She is referring to, she is gently calling me out for the one time you called me.
You didn't pick up your phone.
I did not pick up my phone. You had just been in an accident. I did not know you were in an accident.
No, you prioritized
you didn't pick
curry
up your
puffs.
Phone.
I did not. I was on the other line with my mother. It's not like I was just ignoring you. And
that's
then
what caller ID literally helps you figure out. It wasn't a guess. It said best friend on your phone and you went, no.
Chaotic listeners, if you could see the flames out of the side of my face.
I'm
we
just
couldn't
saying,
even see your face, but we still knew what was going on.
Literally. Well calls Busy. Busy, because she doesn't love her, doesn't pick up. Well accidentally calls me, tells me the gist of it, and my first reaction is Busy doesn't know. So while Well is still on the highway trying to, like, you know, just exist, I'm calling Busy being like, "I don't think you know and you need to know, so, like, pick up."
You're acting like, first of all, you were some, like, crap second choice for Well, like, she had to call you, like, that's all there was. No, you were
okay.
Right.
You're her lobster, I'm her crawfish. Let's just be honest. I know my place in the sea, and I'm cool with it. What's the little crab from Moana that sings
Langoustine.
Shiny?
Oh, I don't know the character's name, but I know what you're talking about.
But that's me, and I know my place. You guys are forever in clawed lobsters, and I get that.
Again,
But
I've been
also,
wrong.
I'm moving up the list pretty quick per emergency incident. I feel like I might be edging you out eventually.
That's fine. I will just work on edging up in the list for your mom so that I become her favorite
Oh boy.
daughter.
Oh boy. Here we
Let's,
go.
if we're gonna throw this down, I just pulled back my hair. I am,
I'll pop
oddly
off my
enough,
earrings
putting.
and my nails. Like, you want to roll? I'll Vaseline up.
I'm putting my cocoa butter lipstick, you know, not lipstick, but the chapstick on, and
I'll rumble.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna throw this down, you know the situation that happened. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't like I
Boy,
thought,
boy,
oh,
crazy boy. Keep
she.
cool, boy.
I think we're just.
That we fight so aggressively to be like, I'm your bestest friend.
I hate it. I'll be honest with you. I hate it.
There was once, I forget where we were, but like, Busy and I went back and forth for like 5 minutes, basically death threatening each other. And at some point, I look at you out of the corner of my eye, and you couldn't have been happier to watch us threaten each other's lives to fight for your
It's
love, friendship, and
hysterical. You guys are
acceptance.
so creative.
Oh, thank you.
Anybody else would call the cops and be like, there are two women in a restaurant who've clearly kidnapped a third, and they're about to murder each other. And we're like, no, that's how we express our love.
Yeah, if you are not threatening the life of each other in a three-way friendship here to see who loves who more, then I don't know what you're doing with your life because that's just how we roll. We're not threatening. But that's
No, I
actually.
literally fought for the pleasure of washing your hair when you had surgery. Like, I was willing to take well out for like, don't be caring for your friend. Don't be caring. I get first pick. I get
No
first
one
pick on how I care for her after her surgery.
actually had to wash my hair for me. I did it myself, which was its own problem for you. That was its own trauma because I didn't call you to come wash my hair
Right.
because I was able to do it myself. Most people would see, oh, she was capable of doing it on her own.
That's a
That
good
is a
thing.
good thing.
No, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Got it. Okay. I don't know where this is on the friendship book. Like,
You will let me love
codependency?
you. You will let me care for you. You have no choice in the matter.
Oh my God. Why do you people
So,
listen to me? I think we've established
versus
that we're the
casual friends who do none of these things.
casual
Our
friends.
casual friends do.
Yes, and I wouldn't even say they're casual. Just because they might not be the first emergency contact doesn't mean they're not well ranked and important. Sometimes,
That
like
is
you said,
absolutely true.
it
Yeah,
could be
no.
they don't live near us. So that could be a problem.
Geolocation can be a factor in friendships.
Sure.
What is a friendship rule that you guys swear by?
Don't lie.
Amen to that, sister.
I mean, you can soften the truth on multiple levels, or you could not
You can
express
consider my
every.
feelings while you're telling me the truth, but tell me the truth. Don't lie to me, ever. It'll go badly for you.
Grow with the relationship.
Awesome.
Or let me rephrase that. Depending on what the relationship is, there are some people who you're not going to grow with. You might just have them, you know, this is your town friend that you meet up for drinks with every couple months. And that's so that may not require too much growing. But I think what we're talking about here, we're talking about the people who we engage with constantly. I think there's an importance of growing as, you know, as we age, as we go through things, if we change. You know, I had a friend who is now sober. And so as a friend, it was as his friend, it was important for me to be aware of how does he work in sobriety. Some people, they don't want any alcohol near them because, you know, it's too hard. They're okay with it. Just obviously don't ask them for it. If they want to drink, be aware. So I think that is an example of how you grow with the friendship and to be, you know, respectful of each other as you grow.
Where is, I think I meet you where you're at a bit more. Like, I have a friend who's a recovering addict, and he was like, you've never brought it up. You've never hidden the liquor. You've never, it's like, you're an addict. You're in recovery. I'm not helping you, but I'm also not hiding the bottles in the house when you come over, kind of thing. He's like, you're one of the few people who doesn't make it awkward. Is a lot of people like go out of their way. He's like, you never changed from like when I was a fall down drunk to today. You're just like, you've met me where I'm at without ever kind of passing judgment.
Yeah, and I think that's fair too, because, but also again, there might be someone who might be early in their recovery for this example that we're using, and they might ask, please don't have it, it's still very early for me. Can you not have bottles around, or can we not go to a place that is like a bar area? And I think that is fine to ask and all that. But yeah, if there's some people who are like, you know what, treat me as is and just know I'm not drinking and I don't. We don't need to talk about it, and you just move on. I think it depends on the person in any situation, like everything.
Agreed. I think another good one is accountability. We talk about that a lot, but being accountable to yourself and to the people around you.
Absolutely.
Actually, years ago, after a business conference, there was a, like, how do you hold yourself accountable for setting these goals? Like, you're going to this business conference thing, but like, if you're going to set this goal, if you're going to be a better whatever, like, who's going to call you on your BS? And it was actually the women of this conference. We kind of like came together and we're like, hey, we don't know each other, but maybe like once a month, we just kind of like get together and like, this was your stated goal. Did you hit it? Did you come close to it? Or did you just completely like not, what are you going to do now kind of thing? And it's kind of nice because I'm not friends with them. I'm friendly, so it's easier to hear feedback from people who aren't trying to soften it. They're just like, no, the point of our friendship is we call each other on our BS without like, oh, but I know your mom was sick or whatever. It's like, no, your stated goal was X. Did you deliver? Did you not? Kind of stuff. So it's like, I actually try not to become really great friends with them. Like, over time, I've gotten to know them, but I like that our friendship is on that point, that it's like, no, our
It's
entire
almost like
friendship
therapy.
is calling you on your BS.
Yeah, it's and that's a specific, that is like a business friendship where that is the point of it. It is to support each other and you're political. And I've been part of those type of groups as well, of mostly women, but other types of organizations and groups. And you're just saying, all right, what are your goals? And not just say, hey, I want to make new connections. Making them, did you quantify how many and what time, and all that? So yeah, that's absolutely a, that's a specific requirement for that group.
Yeah, no, those are acquaintances. Like, long ago, I learned to differentiate the difference between like acquaintances and friends. I have a lot of acquaintances. I am learning to lessen my friend contingent. Just because part of it is like, I have a woman on the bus that I talk to every morning, 5 days a week for 4.5 years when we commuted in together. Our friendship is now every holiday, we try to find the funniest meme we can for that holiday for that year, and we send it to each other. We never talk. But every holiday, do I get like a St. Patrick's Day hilarious meme for her? Yes.
That's fun.
That is where our conversation is hit. But like, honestly, I look forward to that text every holiday. I'm like, it's Arbor Day. What's she gonna get?
Arbor Day, that's fantastic. Now I want to see Arbor Day funny memes. I'm
Funny
please.
memes. Now, 1 year she sent me a tree stump. And it was the, like, she must have been out walking her dog and she just sent me a picture of a tree stump. And I was. It made my entire day.
I think that when people say casual friends, they mean they, you might think that they mean it's less than intense or it's less than in general. But casual friends are still, I think they mean as much to you as your close friends, just in a different way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I will also say, because I'm a little bit nuts, I have like subcategory friends that I do certain things with. Like, this is my kabuki theater friend. This is my, like, there is somebody I used to go to like early music concerts with. Because if somebody has an interest, it's much easier to convince them to go do stuff with me. You can only convince so many people to like come to one-off concerts with you kind of thing. So like I do have like a lecture friend. That's all we do is we go to a lecture, we go to dinner, we talk about it, and then we don't talk until the next lecture.
That's fair.
I've had incredibly in-depth conversations with him, but like I don't know a lot about his daily life, and nor does he know about mine. It's just conversationally, he's a great person to like recap a very thoughtful kind of lecture with. That makes sense.
Absolutely. Just like there's certain type of music. I think, we have a range, all three of us, of musics that we like, and there might be a style that I would be. Like a couple months ago, I had messaged Red and said, "Hey, there's a an Irish group. There's a night for Irish performers, and it was, Irish speaking singers and musicians in the style of getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. We didn't end up making to it, but that is, I know, something that she would appreciate with me, who has no Irish heritage at all, but love of the Irish people and Irish music. Absolutely makes sense in that way to have friends for different categories and interests. Do you
Agreed.
think, I'm going to put something out there and let's hold hands. I'm not actually suggesting this happens, but if we
No,
Oh.
no. I'm not even going to let you get the sentence out. No.
All right. If people, not us, because
Other
tallest,
people. Other
other
people
if
who don't care about each other at all. If they break up, that's fine.
audience, I'm blinking twice. This is a hostage situation. Please send
Look,
help.
I let you out of the jail for this.
Oh, that
I'm
was
letting you
we
guys have
appreciate it.
sunlight in order to podcast
I
with me,
saw
so.
sunlight today, guys. It was fantastic. It was cloudy, but if a group of friends, if
Not us.
not us, how dare I make a suggestion? If a group of friends, Bob, Jane, and Jim, and the two of them have a falling out, is it okay for the third person to stay neutral if they if the if A and B had the fight, is C allowed to still be friends with both?
Are you saying I'm C?
I said it's Bob.
Bob, Jane, and Jim. Bob, Jane, and Jim.
Well,
I don't
okay, it
know.
depends on why the friendship
Yeah.
broke up.
It depends on what happened. I think everything is relative and everything is situational.
Like, I don't like when people are like, we're getting divorced. Like, I got you in the divorce. Like, there was a situation where I was friends with the guy. And the guy got married, and I became friends with the guy and the wife and everybody's associated friends. I got notified in the divorce that I was now on her side. Like, we're dividing our
Yeah.
house and our dishes and our stuff, and you are now on team
Her.
her.
That is so
And I
weird.
was just like, excusez-moi? Like, I get to choose who I'm friends with. Like, you do not. The fact that you sat down, like, I'm more interested in the negotiation for, like, oh, well, you get Sally and I get Tall Girl. Like, who the hell is Sally? Who else? Like, who did I lose out to? And both y'all can, like, take me off your phones because the fact that you thought that this was gonna work,
Yeah, that's
deuces.
unacceptable. That's unacceptable. In no world, I don't have to worry about it with Utah, but with Busy, if there were ever a situation where there was a committed relationship happening and I became friends with said committed relationship person, in addition to already being lobsters with Busy,
This is
in
getting
no
so
way,
complicated.
shape, or form would he ever get me in the divorce.
Oh no.
Like,
Nay.
I can't imagine starting off as friends with someone and then just having them like pass you off to their divorcing spouse.
No.
That just blows my mind.
I was more interested, frankly, in the conversation of like, okay, here's a list of everybody we consider friends. I'm like, okay, you guys hate each other, but you sat down together for at least 45 minutes to discuss
And hash
this.
that out. That is the weirdest thing.
I
Like,
also
we
want to
weren't
know
the
how.
closest
closest friends, but it was like, I'm more interested in your thought process here and how
Yes.
many other people on this list were like, sure, I'm friends with Sally now. Like, no.
And what quantified me going from team him to team her?
It was just like, that's also part of it. Like, if you bring drama, the drama I put up with in middle school is not the drama I would put up with in high school. And every year, my tolerance for drama
Goes down.
becomes less because my life has its own drama and my own problems, and like my need for peace grows infinitely every year. If you're going to pull this kind of stuff, like, I've had friends who are divorced and they just casually send out an email on the last day. They're like, you know, Tim and I are no longer together. Do what you want to do, go where you want to go. Just FYI, please don't send Christmas cards to our old address. We're not there anymore. And that's it. The other ones, like choosing sides and picking teams and like, oh, well, you can't be friends with them anymore.
No.
Watch me.
Yeah, no, I
Regardless if it's a
don't.
married couple or not, being staying neutral when two friends are fighting with each other is tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
You kind of naturally get, everybody else gets kind of naturally plumbed into the middle of things and you're pulled back and forth. And if you try to tell one that you agree with them on this thing, but not on this thing, and try to tell the other one the same thing, then
I mean,
it's,
there's
you
like
know.
one side, the other side, and then the truth. And when the third friend was like in the room for it to happen and be like, here's what actually went down, it's like, oh God, there's now 57 dynamic dimensions of this story that, like, I do so hope we can get past. There are moments in text chains where I'm just like, and this is when we all stop being friends. Like, this is never, people are never going to get past this moment. It will forever divide the group.
Do you think that, separate from this, from, you know, breaking up and all, do you think it is ever acceptable for ghosting of friends?
I think pre-ghosting, there's signs. Like, ghosting is the last step. I think terrible people don't tell you. I have a girlfriend. Whenever she dates somebody, everybody else like evaporates from her life. And then as she's heading towards the breakup,
Now you're back in.
suddenly you start getting texts, and then, like, you know, she finds a photo from, you know, like 7th grade or something. It's like, remember? And then there's the day of the breakup when suddenly she's like, okay, let's go to lunch and dinner and plan a vacation and do all these things. And then for the year and a half she's single, she is up your butt and has moved in furniture. And then the second she finds a guy, it's done. Like, and we stuck with her for like the first, second time. And then we were like, no. But at this point, we expressed, like, no, we moved on without you. We go on vacations without you. Like, you know, A, don't get mad at us for living our lives while you're in a relationship. But B, you cannot just drop us every single time you find somebody more important than us and expect us to be waiting for this inevitable drop again.
Yeah, I've had that with different people, most recently with a guy friend, and same situation. When he's in a relationship, you know, it might be a text now and then. And then the second if something goes wrong, all of a sudden it's consistent messaging. And the one time when he was on the rocks with his last person and he like just completely dropped me and all this, and just like we, you know, I went from being, you're one of the people I could depend on and basically kind of be like a secondary emergency contact and you're like family, to I'm dropping you. And I said, you know, like, listen, if that's the case, fine, but don't put me that just because you don't know how to balance personal and friendships, like have both. So he's, you know, he's in a relationship now and I wish him happiness and I'm not friends with him, but I know I can't be that type of friend all the time the way we had been, because it is not fair that I just disappear. And we weren't like everyday friends. So it wasn't like that, but I just now know where I am, and that's who he is. And so want to know what's going on in his life. Hope he's doing well, all that sort of stuff. But that's not someone I'm going to constantly pour myself into when there's no reciprocation.
No, it's kind
Yeah.
of like an energy match. It's not 100% all the
Yes.
time, but like if I'm putting 20% effort into you and I haven't even seen 10% effort back in the past, like
Agreed.
whatever, like I am pouring into like I'm pouring into your well and getting nothing. And it's not a tit for tat kind of thing, but like at a certain point,
No.
it's just like I literally feel drained from our friendship and I cannot sustain that.
There are people who make you feel joyful and fulfilled, and there are people who take away. There are people who do both equally. You know, that's just the nature of human relationships, I think.
One of my red flags is like, well, you know, my partner doesn't like you, or my partner wants to go out with us, like they don't like us to eat alone kind of stuff. And I'm like, no, 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 no. First of all, let me explain to you, I can be friends with the opposite gender and not be trying to sleep with them. So, first of all, your partner doesn't trust you, and your partner also thinks that I am some kind of just floozy. So, right there, the fact that you're also doubling down and confirming with them that I probably am a floozy because, you know, we have to dine together is like, no.
No.
No, if you're going to set these rules in these like situations and you're almost going to create a situation, call me when you guys get divorced. But otherwise, like, I'm out. Like, nuh-uh.
So
Yeah.
nah.
Nuh-uh. No, ma'am.
I think that goes with girlfriends too, who it has nothing to do with they have a spouse. There are friends who'll be like, oh, you're hanging out with her, or you're hanging out with, why are you always hanging out with those friends and not me? And it's like, I don't know, sometimes schedules, how close we are, the interests we overlap in, like
It's also, I think you have to be vulnerable enough to express to people when you're not getting what you need. Like, if you two are hanging out without me, okay, I'm feeling jealous, I'm feeling unloved, I'm feeling like I should have been invited to Irish folk dance day, but you know, whatever. I'm not Irish, apparently that doesn't count. But I think like sometimes you also need to speak up because you don't always know what's in somebody else's head. I know that you don't like country music. I don't invite you to a country
Right.
music concert. I'm not intentionally excluding you. I'm just thinking like, okay, I'm giving you a pass because I don't need you to text me back like, oh my God, no. I don't know why I chose country music. You would know I've
Yeah,
been kidnapped if I had actually texted that.
no, and I think we've all, the three of us, are very good about saying there are times when I'm with Tall, or Tall and Red are together. Like, we all have the different dynamics, and we've all agreed that it's not that we get jealous that we aren't included. We're just jealous because we're not with each other, because we enjoy how much fun. But we are totally emotionally okay with the fact that two of us are hanging out without the third. Sometimes that just happens that way, but it doesn't mean that the third is less important. But we did those, big girl things and had the discussions and talked about
Well, Red threatened my life when we like I don't know if the listeners know
it.
this, but we went to school together,
Story
but we weren't
time.
always like besties like this.
Correct.
You weren't always my emergency contacts. Busy and I started hanging out, and I forget why. Like I invited her somewhere, and then like she was just at a point in her life when she's like, I do that, and I do that, and I think we booked like four or five things in a row, and like the sixth event, well, Red was gonna come with us. For some reason, Busy didn't end up going with us, and it was like me and Well Red in a car, and Well Red basically threatened my life for like,
I did not threaten
just
your
so we're
life.
clear, don't steal my bestie. I'll share her. But if you take her, you die.
I was not aware of
I
any of
didn't
this
realize
happening.
like
A
how
little bit
much.
less violent than that.
If only I had had a dash cam.
I
If only I had had a dash cam. I think you
mean,
discussed for at least 20 minutes taking me apart on a molecular level. Like, you steal my lobster, you die.
to be fair, Red, you have kind of replayed the situation with a violent like nature,
But in a nice voice.
in a nice voice, gentle tones and all. But
I
there was,
wasn't yelling, I wasn't screaming, I wasn't.
that doesn't mean you didn't make threats.
Fair.
I'll put you in the ground, but I'll make sure it's at least 8 feet so the dogs can't sniff out your corpse. But like years later, I actually recognize like what emotional progress that was. And to talk to somebody that you know, but to be so vulnerable with somebody you know, like, this is my lobster. Please don't take my lobster from me. But I see you're doing these shiny things without me. And it's really like, over the years, I've gained so much more respect for that conversation because for you to have it and to
Yeah.
so explicitly like lay it out there to be like, this is my person, but I think you might be stealing my person. And I was like, no, she's just available on Thursday nights. If you want to come, like join on
Which
in. Like,
we
but
live
like
20
that
minutes away.
clarifying conversation was all it took to like, it could have turned out really bad. And instead, it was just like an awkward conversation
I
that
also
turned out to
had
be
the
better.
intention of making you my friend.
I don't know why. I mean, that's when I questioned your mental health, but otherwise.
If friend
It
shaped,
is questionable.
if friend shaped, why not friend?
I really think that was, but like I didn't realize it. And did like years later, like I said something to Busy and she was like, what now? And I'm like, oh, you think we only fight over Red? No. Red just laid down a year's worth of
I
death
put down a
threats,
boundary.
stuck in like turnpike traffic in the middle of a blistering hot summer, like bumper to bumper. It was basically
It was for
parked. There
like
was
8 miles
no
on that
escaping
two-lane
this.
road with
And it's just like
no vision.
eyeballs. I should have two retinal distanced holes through the side of my face from where she just burned this, like, you take her, you die. Thankfully, we had been at a winery, so I think we were like half a glass of sample wine in, so I was like mildly relaxed for this 2 mile an hour drive home.
I still think that this is hysterical that this happened because I don't understand why, but
You don't need to.
What?
You don't need to understand. You just need to accept it.
Yeah, that's still that feels awkward. That's like someone playing giving me compliment or something, and I'm just like, oh, this is
Well, it is a compliment.
okay. They weren't here for this, but in the 30 minutes we didn't record, you mentioned somebody in another country, and I was like, who are you talking to? Who on earth are you texting without letting us know? Did you not hear that? I mean, the listeners didn't. There's a transcript of it, but like, did you not? Did you miss that point?
Okay, but still, the fact of life threats is just baffling that that was done over me.
You know, like dragons who hoard gold shiny things? We hoard you.
Yes.
Aww. No sharing. No
Me?
sharing. Like they can look, they can't touch. And they certainly
Me.
can't text more than 5 times a day.
Oh my God. I'm both lucky and scared having you two as my friend.
Yay!
I mean, you
That
could
was
have
the
had other
goal.
friends. We just buried them before you realized it.
Right.
They didn't ghost you, they're just gone. They are ghosts.
You think that you have friends that fall, and I think we've touched a little bit on this, to the low maintenance or high maintenance and for different topics?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I
Yeah,
think it's
just.
like where you are in your life. Like sometimes, yeah, if you're going through a divorce, if you just had a kid, whatever, like I think we do shift up and down based on what I can handle and what you need at the time.
Yeah. No, and low maintenance doesn't necessarily mean low contact. High maintenance doesn't necessarily mean high contact. Doesn't necessarily mean low contact either. It just all depends on even by the minute where you are in your life.
I think that's fair. I think that's, and sometimes I think someone could be going through what some might say is high maintenance. So let's say this the divorce or a health issue with a family member. And the situation is high maintenance for them because they are so busy with dealing with what they're dealing with and keeping their life together as best they can. But they themselves are not expressing the high maintenance need. Like their situations are, but they're kind of grounded and they're like, all right, Yes, my life is right now on fire. It is burning everywhere. But I'm getting through it, and they're kind of like trying, you know that they're stressed, but they're keeping it moving as best as they can. And then there can be people who don't have anything going on in their life right now besides everyday humdrum, like life.
This is
But
what I make
then,
for dinner.
like basic, like, oh yeah, I went to work, had some traffic, came
Let
home,
me tell
realized,
you about
whatever.
line 17 on my Excel spreadsheet today.
What was that?
Like the people who tell you about work, but not just like, oh, there was a meeting, like down to the on line 17 of my Excel spreadsheet, I filtered it.
But they, while might having a low maintenance life, can still be
High maintenance.
high maintenance to maintain. So I think that there are definitely combinations and variations all along.
Oh yeah. The spectrum of friendship is real.
Yes. I think sometimes for me, people, it's also then I think what people let out. So I am told constantly by friends, you can tell us when you are not okay or you're stressed out or you need help. Please stop trying to always be the firstborn eldest daughter.
Wait a minute, you know that you could tell us when you're not okay?
I know
You're
this.
aware?
I'm working on it. It is.
Huh.
I know. I know. I will send flares. It is a process. I am evolving.
You know what? You're starting to pick and choose to whom you unburden
Yes.
to. It's not just like one person anymore. It's you're starting to consciously choose people that you can let go with.
And also, it's I just because I don't let go doesn't mean I don't trust the people. It's more of a me thing. It's trauma and how you're raised. But I am learning, and I would say in the past 5 or 6 years, maybe a little bit more, being more open to say, all right, I can go, this is having to do with this aspect of my life. I could talk to A, and this is having to do with this person of this aspect. And I could talk to person B about this. And that's sometimes how I do it. And then there are people who have an idea of everything going on. But sometimes, and it, I think sometimes also for me, it's always been not that I can't depend on people, though that is some of it. But it's been to constantly have to reiterate what's going on
Yeah.
to people
You
is
get
just,
story fatigue.
oh my God. Like, I am over my own voice and my life. I'm like, Jesus, can I just not talk? Can we just, I'd like to hear about that Excel sheet. What did you do in line 16? Like, tell me about something other than the firestorm that is my life.
Yeah, or you find yourself a person that you can be silent with.
Oh, God, that's glorious.
And I know.
Oh,
I know,
there
it's
should be a
amazing.
Tinder for silent friends.
That is, listen.
Just a picture of you on a couch with your most comfortable thing and the thickest book that you can bring to just be the
Snuggie,
quiet friend.
Snuggie, and the biography of Theodore Roosevelt by Edmund Morris, folks.
Like War and Peace, just,
Yes.
Just like maybe if we want a little background noise, some like, rain. Like if it could be thundering or a light rain outside storm, that would make me happy. I
We
am
are
like,
not at all describing a scenario that has actually happened amongst the three of us, guys.
absolutely
Like,
not.
we have quiet hours on vacation.
We
Like,
do.
we institute a, like, you can be drunk off your behind, but you will be mute silent during these peaceful Zen hours of our vacation because we recognize it's meant to be vacation.
Correct.
Right. And the funny thing of tall girl talking about the Excel sheet is she's usually the one who starts a spe an Excel sheet
It's
and
so,
broken down
oh,
by
dude,
hours.
the lines and the auto filtering. Oh, mommy like.
But we will have the sections. It's usually like definitely in the morning before a certain time. Obviously we're not going to be like completely rude to each other. If you need something, we'll say, oh, can you pass me stuff like that. But there is no heavy discussions. It is quiet. We get these two caffeinated if I want to enjoy life.
I
Usually.
usually make sure that happens. Yeah.
I'm not saying that's why you come on vacation, but it
I know.
is.
It's why I come on vacation. That and my lemon blueberry scones.
The blueberry
I'm
scone, yeah.
aware.
I mean, your facts have occasionally got you voted off the vacation island, but not. No, it's just, at a certain point, I'm trying to rest. And if you're trying to like unpack your fifth grade drama, this is not the moment. Like I'm happy to deal with that when we're back in real life. Not here. This is literally my designated vacation. Do not pack an extra baggage of your emotional damage.
We will. I mean, listen, we have definitely had moments when there have been nights after dinner and we're just like sitting there and we're like a couple drinks in and we're talking about different things, but we're not doing like laying on the couch, sobbing into a pillow.
About a soda bottle, perchance? Are you? Is this a
Oh.
personal attack?
No, I wasn't going to bring that, but yeah, that's a good situation.
It's a good story for another time. The CBD
Oh.
bottle.
Someone
What did you
cried
say?
about it.
Oh, but I
Yeah,
think
ask us
it's.
about it, folks. We might record a separate.
We don't need to. We
Yes,
don't
we
need to.
can.
This is one of
We
those
could,
segments
though.
that you cut. I'm perfect in every way, and I have never done anything ridiculous
You're Mary
ever.
Poppins, we
No,
know.
she that I have a very deep love for Mary from my childhood. Don't you just give that away. But I
True.
think that we do talk about things. We just don't, if we know that this is a vacation and we designate it's time to vacate. If we were going to go to like a wellness place where the whole point of that is like a therapeutic weekend and we all shed emotional baggage, cool. We have not done that.
Was it
I
our
get
first vacation or our second? We were sitting in the house with the spiders
that was the first. That was the
and we
first one.
cried by like fireplace. Like I think it was like 10 minutes after dinner, we had like an emotional purge, and then the
But
rest of the
about
vacation
what?
was
I don't remember.
me.
Oh, was it? Okay.
No,
Yeah.
it was partially about you, yeah.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I was like, wow, this is a different kind of vacation with these ladies. I don't usually cry fireside at 8 o'clock at night, mostly sober.
And to also explain to the listeners, the house we had rented was like an old
Oh my God.
18th century house.
It
So
was a schoolhouse, former
it was a
schoolhouse.
schoolhouse. It was beautiful, but it wasn't upkept in all the places. So there was a good amount of spiders here and there.
No,
I had to
we
clean the
rented it from
kitchen
the
before I made a
spiders.
single thing in it.
The house was rented by spiders. They just used Jane as the name of the person on
Correct.
Airbnb. We rented the home from the spiders and they
It's
didn't leave when
the
we
other
moved
mother
in.
from Coraline with the spiders.
Yeah, so
But yes, we talk about things. We establish rules, we establish boundaries, and I think that's honestly how you match expectations in a friendship. We talk about things.
Now, have you ever grown apart from someone and felt guilty?
Yeah. I can think of at least three people right now.
Not guilty, but I miss them. But I also like in my head, I'm like, it is not worth going back into this. Like, I miss what we had. I miss who we were. But there's a reason we're not friends anymore. And like, if I get to that point, I miss what was. I don't miss what is or what will be because I just, mm-mm. When I am done, I am done.
Did you feel guilt, Red, in your situations that you were thinking about?
I have given up friends without guilt. I have, that is the more frequent happening, but there are three people in my life with whom nothing actually happened. Just life took us in different directions. And I have not gotten the chance to reconnect with them very frequently in the years since. So it's not a sense of guilt, it's more a sense of wistfulness or
Are there people who've broken up with you that you want to like get back? Like
no.
you're the receiving end of the ghost.
It's not so for me, I would think, and this is how you tall girl and I used got like reconnected because I had a high school friend who I knew through high school and so on. And at the time my father passed, they felt I was shutting them down and not I was not mourning the way they thought I should, the way they had mourned when they lost a parent. And ultimately, there were three of us in that friendship group, and this person, quote, broke up with both of us. And even though I was the one who lost the parent, the third person hadn't, was just kind of like a bystander. And it started with, well, you're not letting me be there for you. And I'm like, I'm not letting anyone be there for you. Like, this was when I was really closed off from letting people help me. I'm like, I have my mom 10 feet from my door, my bedroom door, and I'm not letting her help me right now. So it's not you, it is literally me. And then it came into other stuff of, I wasn't supportive of a new relationship based on parameters she had put up for herself. And so whatnot, it hurt because the three of us had gone through so much together and been there for a lot of big things in our lives. And at that time, I don't, would I ever, if I ever saw her, would I be open to talking? Of course. I don't wish her ill. Her one parent is connected to me on a LinkedIn actually, and will message me now and then, and just send me notes, and is wonderful, and I have no problems with him. And I don't know if it would be the same. I know that she's moved in life and in relationships, marriage, children, and I'm happy for her because I know that was important for her. I don't know, like I it wouldn't be the same because it was such a hard divide, and one that I wasn't looking for or truly, I guess,
Prepared
understood why
for.
it happened. But at that time, it literally, like, I went on, if it was a Saturday that we had the discussion, the three of us, and it went, to hell in a basket. The next day, I was at an event at Mutual Friends, and that's when I reconnected with Tall Girl. And I've told you before, I think that was,
Kismet.
yeah, I think that was the universe saying, not that there was anything wrong with the first friendship and the third person who was like a bystander, all three of us talked to, and are engaged with. So we stayed in touch. But I think that was the universe saying, like, all right, maybe this friendship, as wonderful as it's been, as much as you've gone through, maybe it has taken its course. And I'm going to reconnect you with someone who will be there for your long term. And like, you were connected, but you never like long, you weren't overly connected. But I'm going to put someone back in your life who is going to bring a balanced, healthy, chaotic, but wonderful friendship to you.
You don't know it now, but in 10 short years, she's going to force you to podcast and
That's
keep you in
right.
a chamber in her basement during non-podcasting hours.
Correct. Like she gets weird about how short your hair is, and don't get too connected to her mother. But I think that like it hurt at the time. I don't feel pain about it now. We've talked in passing. She had a relative pass, when I went back to where the country she was born that I had connected with, and she was nice enough to let me know, hey, this family member passed. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And I looked for photos that I had from that trip and I sent it to her. I'm like, in case you didn't have these, and that, but like, I don't know, I'm at peace with it. It doesn't hurt now. And I wish she's, I hope she's well in life, but I don't know if I would want it back. It might, if it came back, it would be a brand new relationship. How about
Yeah,
you?
my answer was just no. I don't have anything quite so eloquent
Okay.
as busy. No, there's nobody who's let me go that I would want back in my life.
Right, well, that is all for today. If you are reevaluating your friendships, you're not alone.
If you enjoyed this, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a friend who always texts back first.
Need more chaotic discussions? I don't know why you would after this. Join us on Patreon for deeper dives and more unfiltered takes.
Until next time, remember,
Good friendships take work.
And sometimes a little well-timed ghosting.
we'll see you next time.